Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, and leadership development workshop facilitator. Whether we like it to admit it or not, as leaders, we make mistakes. Believe me, we make mistakes. And it's not about the mistake being made as much as it is how much and how well you can own your blunder, accept it, and recover from it. We'll cover in this episode why it can be so hard for leaders to make mistakes, how you can let go of that identity of being the perfect leader, and how you can move forward with your team by leading with humility. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I started leading teams at a very young age, I think, and that was thanks to the U.S. Army. The first time that I can recall leading a large group was at basic training. And at basic training, you're there to learn, although you think that you're there to perform. And when you make a mistake in front of 300 soldiers, sometimes it's hard to let that go. And you better believe that they won't let you let that go. But that's part of the camaraderie that we build with one another. That's how we start to build thicker skins with our team, is being able to laugh at our own mistakes and take those jabs along the way. So the first, very public mistake I made was on a very fundamental thing that we learned in basic training. And one of the first things we learned how to do was march. It was called drill and ceremony. So imagine, my small platoon of about 50 people in that training company. And we had 50 people that were learning to march forward, backwards, left face, right face, counter face, to the rear. So moving this formation to be able to maneuver where we needed to go and how we needed to go in the Army fashion. You always have somebody out there who's calling cadence. It's usually the platoon leader who's out there, or the platoon sergeant out there calling cadence, moving the platoon forward and steering them where they need to go. So I remember that they needed someone to march the company to the chow hall because it was time to eat lunch. So that was my duty assignment for the day. Here I am, first time. We had just practiced drill and ceremony, and I get out front and I'm feeling good. I'm calling cadence. I'm getting our company, our training company marching. and we're moving forward, and I see the dining facility up ahead, and I know that we need to mark time, and we need to then, you know, fill in from make a left turn essentially to file into the dining facility. And I gave the wrong command. Instead of going left, I told our company to go right. And now here I am in front of the dining facility, and I've got drill sergeants in my ear faster than you can blink an eye. What are you doing? How are you going to recover? How are you going to make this right? You got them marching all over the place. I mean, they are in my ear quick. So here I am, you know, trying to figure this out. And it took me, you know, about 3 seconds to realize, you know, initially, instantly, I knew I made a mistake. And then 3 or 4 seconds to realize how I'm going to recover from this mistake. And we did, you know, I gave the commands, we did our maneuvers, we got back in place, and we got right back into the dining facility. So the issue is as we're marching 300 people down the road, we've got other companies that are marching the other way. We've got other people that are crossing traffic. And I mean, it was a colossal blunder. And now you're watching soldiers who know they need to go left, but need to go right. Should I go right? The command was given right, but I know I need to go left. And we just started bonking into each other. And it was a screw up. And it was on display for everybody to see. And I remember in that moment, I can still see it in my thoughts of, man, afterwards we laughed. I got my chops, you know, busted a little bit, you know, for the rest of the day for my platoon, for my buddies. But it's something I look back on and say, geez, I can make a mistake very publicly. I can recover from that mistake very publicly, and I can own it very publicly and move forward. And I didn't get pulled. I didn't get replaced. I didn't lose my job. I learned. In that moment, again, I learned how to own my blunder. I learned how to correct it quickly. I learned how to apologize for it. And I learned how to recover from it to do something different next time. And I learned that you can make a mistake and you're not going to necessarily, you know, lose your job, lose your role, lose your status. You get right back in there. And, you know, a little known fact about me, I ended up graduating as the Distinguished Honor Graduate for our training company. So it's not about perfection. It's not about, you know, doing things all right all the time. When you make a mistake as a leader, your team is going to watch how you recover from that. And at 17 years old at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, I made a mistake in a leadership role. And I learned quickly the value of owning it and recovering from it. So let's get into a little bit about, you know, the elephant in the room is, why do leaders find it so difficult to admit mistakes? And this comes from a place that you know, probably is inherently good, but it causes us time to really think and reflect on what is it, how do we view ourselves as a leader? We have a self-imposed image as a leader. So for many, making a mistake can feel like a threat to our authority, to our credibility, and to the trust that we've built with a team. We don't want it to admit to our team that we have made a mistake because we have imposed a expectation on ourselves. Typically it's self-imposed, that leaders are supposed to have all the answers. And sometimes society has traditionally equated good leadership with confidence, with decisiveness, and with the air of infallibility. And that's simply not true. As human beings, we're not robots. We're fallible. We'll make mistakes. We have you know, emotions. We have emotional reactions to things. We have opportunity to you know, try new things and to screw up and be okay with that. But when we get into leadership roles, gosh, we think that we need to be this image of a strong, confident, subject matter expert, know-it-all type leader. Admitting a mistake, actually, in contrast, can feel like showing weakness. It can feel like exposing a flaw. But when you admit a mistake to your team, you're really showing humility. You're showing the ability to learn something and to admit that something went wrong and there's a different way to go about it. So when we think about making mistakes and this self-imposed image, we also have a fear of damaging our reputation, both among our team members and within the larger organization, right? Especially if we're mid-career and, you know, we think admitting a mistake can make us vulnerable and make us risk a risky promotion or a risk to our hire or a risk to our career progression. That our superiors above us are looking down on us all the time. And let's be honest, people aren't watching you. People aren't paying attention to you as much as you are to yourself. And that's a hard truth. That's a hard truth that I learned. You can make a mistake and recover from it. It's not necessarily going to jeopardize your career progression. You can make a mistake and recover from it. It's not going to jeopardize the trust you have with your team. The key here is how you handle that mistake. If you try to cover it up, if you try to place blame, if you try to push it someplace else, then it's going to have an impact. That's when that matters. How you deal with a mistake matters more than making a mistake itself. That's the hard truth. And leaders who can admit mistakes are actually perceived as more trustworthy, more relatable by their teams. It may be counterintuitive, but it's powerful. By acknowledging our fallibility, we're actually more authentic, and it makes stronger connections with our team members. Another factor that's challenging for letting go, for leaders to let go and admit mistakes, is their attachment to their leader identity. Over time, many leaders develop a sense of identity that's strongly tied to the position that they hold. They see themselves as the person who guides, who directs, who protects, who inspires their team. And when we have that attachment, the pressure to maintain a flawless image, the pressure to maintain this identity of being the one to go to, and we attach, well, if I'm the one to go to, I can't make a mistake. And what I have found is when I work one-on-one with emerging leaders and future leaders, you know, people that are junior to me or my team members, when I tell them a story of how I screwed up, it resonates a lot more because I'm still holding a position that's senior in an organization. And when I can share with them a story about my past, when I screwed up and how I handled it, they start to see you as a human being. And then they start to see that, geez, this career progression is attainable even if I make a mistake. So it shortens the road of how I'm going to get there. It takes the roadblocks down of how am I going to get there if I can't be this perfect image of a leader. And as a senior leader, what I want to share with them is I've made mistakes and I'm still here. I've made mistakes and I've still progressed. That's a stronger message to send. That's a realistic message to send. And that's how you're going to have people that want to step into leadership. So letting go of perfection and letting go of our leader identity that we're perfect leaders still allows us to guide. It still allows us to protect. It still allows us to inspire our team by creating space for us to be seen as a human being. It allows us to lead with honesty and encourage our teams to do the same. When we embrace a learning mindset by practicing humility at the core of our leadership, now we start to have people who understand that mistakes will be made, mistakes will be opportunities to learn from, and they won't be opportunities to admonish one another. You're going to see a shift in how people want to be more creative, to try new things, to seek out new opportunities to learn and try something new. And then you're going to see that resonate in better outcomes, more innovative ideas, faster, more effective, more efficient processes, because people aren't going to be held back by this idea of not being able to make a mistake. And they're going to see their leader willing to try new things and try new things and say, yep, that didn't work, but how can we shift and pivot? So let's get to the practical side of things for a minute here. Mistakes happen. How you respond to them matters the most. I want to share with you a few steps that you can take to take ownership of your blunder and move forward with integrity. The first is acknowledging the mistake itself. The first step is to confront the mistake directly. You want to avoid the temptation to downplay it. You want to avoid the temptation to deflect responsibility or even make excuses. Be honest with yourself and others about what went wrong. Yep, I screwed up. I made a mistake today. Here's what happened. I own it. This is on me. You can work those key phrases in and be genuine about it, right? So simply saying I made a mistake is a powerful act of accountability with your team. And if you can stand there and do it, that's going to open the door of expectation for your team members to stand there and say, I made a mistake. Here's how I can fix it, instead of hiding things from you. So it releases and diffuses some of that tension around the situation. The second is embracing humility. Admitting a mistake requires humility. It requires you being able to say, I don't have all the answers, and that is okay. Humility allows you to stay grounded and connected to your team. It shows that you're willing to be transparent. You're willing to be open and honest, even if it's uncomfortable. Humility will go a long way in leadership. Apologizing sincerely. If your mistake affected people, if it affected clients, if it affected stakeholders, if it affected your team, offer a sincere apology. A good apology doesn't just focus on justifying the mistake, it centers around the acknowledgement of the impact it had on others. A mistake was made and it impacted you. And for that, I'm sorry. Here's what I'm going to do to go better, to do something different. It's uncomfortable, but that is powerful. And learning from the experience. One of the most valuable aspects of making a mistake is the opportunity to provide for growth. Reflect back on what went wrong, what was supposed to happen, and what did happen instead. Why did things get off track? Know where the gaps are. Know what you missed. Identify what you would do differently. See if you need to correct something by training, by getting different resources, by asking different opinions, by bringing different people into the decision-making process. All of those things that you can analyze post-mortem, right, post-mistake, will help you shore yourself up for the next time so you can do things differently. That's the key right there, is that analyzing factors that led to the mistake and identifying any patterns in your decision-making, and then you can adjust and be willing to make that adjustment. Remember, one mistake doesn't define you as a leader. Don't dwell on it. Own it. Own it with self-confidence, practice these steps, and you can move forward. By following these steps, you can transform a mistake into a growth opportunity. It starts with ownership and accountability, assessing what happened and what you can do differently, and then moving forward together with your team. When leaders take responsibility for their mistakes, it strengthens trust. Teams want to know that their leaders are human and that they're capable of owning up to when things go wrong. Again, that's that two-way trust. I trust you to tell me when you need help. You trust me to help you. I trust you enough to ask for help. I trust you to give me that help. Trust is this two-way cycle, and part of that is humility and being able to admit mistakes to one another and then working through them together. When your team sees you handle mistakes with grace, with accountability, they'll be more likely to follow suit. So you're going to set the example as a leader because people are watching you. And when you can admit mistakes, when you can ask for help, when you can ask for forgiveness and ask for resources and make those changes, your team's going to see that and they're going to replicate that behavior because they're going to learn how to lead and handle setbacks from you. So creating a workplace where mistakes aren't something to be hidden or avoided at all costs, they'll start to be seen as opportunities to learn and opportunities to improve. And in the long run, your team's going to be more resilient. They're going to be more apt to persevere and to have grit to carry through when things don't go right, because they're not going to be concerned about covering things up. They're going to be concerned about getting things out in the open and moving forward together. Recovering from a mistake as a leader is all about embracing humility, taking ownership, and committing to growth. They're part of the human experience. Everyone out there has made a mistake. We've made those blunders, some publicly, some not so publicly. How you handle them matters, and it makes all the difference. By owning your mistakes, demonstrating resilience, and being able to rise up and bounce back, you're going to model how you lead with integrity and inspire others to do the same. So next time, don't let the mistake shake your confidence. Let it help you fuel your growth. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, download, and share it with your fellow leaders. Help spread the word about what we're doing here with our podcast so that every leader can be at their very best day in and day out. If you're an organization who wants a leadership development workshop and wants to invest in your team, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, affordable, accessible leadership development workshops unlike any other that you've ever experienced. If you're interested, go to drwilliamramey.com to find out more, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or you can email me here at will@honestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.